First parsha this week is Nitzavim. Nitzavim tells us that on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he was continuing his charge to the people. And first he began this parsha with reassuring comments. He said, "We just finished all the Teichacha from last week. You heard about all the terrible details, and we who are here today can attest that every single one occurred, as a Kleisenberger Rebbe Itzal said." And he said, "You who are here, I'm sure you're frightened. You heard 98 curses. And let me assure to you that in spite of all this, you will be there. You will survive. You will get through this, even if they all occur. And although I'm sure many of us can't really comprehend it, somehow the horrible experiences Klal Yisrael have experienced ultimately benefit Klal Yisrael. And of course, we have to wait until when Moshiach comes, when we may have an idea of how God put together existence. Hashem said, I will use my arrows on Klal Yisrael, but you'll be there. The threat is my arrows are going to end up being used up. All of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's means of punishment will cease to exist, but Klal Yisrael is still there. They use a metaphor that an archer took his bow, aiming it at the ceiling, and he continued shooting until his entire quiver, the array of arrows, was empty, and yet the ceiling took all this damage and stood. This is the metaphor for Klal Yisroel. With all that Klal Yisroel has gone through, and God willing we finish going through the terrible times, we're still here. Moshe said to the Jewish people, "The day that I'm standing in front of you is alike to the day of Matan Torah, the day when the Torah was given." Hashem is now entering into a new bris, a new covenant, which binds you with, he says, a shvuah, an oath. Why do they need a new shvuah as they're on the cusp of walking into Eretz Yisrael? Well, it says, in the Midbar, they were isolated and they were totally dependent on Rabbeinu Shloilem. They lived by Nisim every single moment. And that may have, in the minds of some, been the catalyst to accepting Torah. If we want to live in God's miraculous setting, we need to keep his mitzvos. Right? Now that they're going into Eretz Yisroel, where they're going to live in a manner which is more teva, more normal, although teva is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu created as well, right? And there was the possibility that they would become prosperous and in their prosperity leave Torah and mitzvot or neglect them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we've got to make a new covenant that says the Torah given on Sinai is to last in every society. You are entering into this bris. Your leaders, Yehoshua, Eleazar, the Kohen Gadol, the Nesiim, the tribes, the elders, the Sanhedrin, the various judges, whether over 1,000 or 150 or another, all your men, all your wives who may not understand everything, but are going to be rewarded for keeping mitzvot, and your children, who will therefore be trained in Torah and mitzvot. This bris also includes every geir among you, and also those who are the choppers of wood and drawers of water. This is a givonim who sort of tricked Moshe in that they were not from Canaan, and they therefore got Moshe to promise he wouldn't eradicate them. And then Moshe says, this bris is applicable to every yid who will be born in the future. Even though you cannot see the 2024 yid here physically, their neshamas are here. Just like Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, every neshama that would ever be among Klal Yisrael was at Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to accept the Torah with a shvua, an oath, before I cease to be your leader. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Yitzchak Yaakov that he would never exchange their children for another nation. He himself, therefore, bound himself, kaviyachol, by a shvua, by an oath. You, therefore, have the same requirement. Right? There's got to be a two-way covenant. It says, in the days of Yechezkel, some Jewish elders were discouraged by the suffering of Klal Yisrael at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. And they asked the Navi, maybe we are now free from the oath, from keeping mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to have sold us to Nebuchadnezzar, the same way a master sells a slave, and now we're under a new dominion. Yechezkel said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had acquired Klal Yisroel forever. He had other tyrants over them only as a means to get them to do tshuva. The same way the Torah is eternal, Klal Yisroel is eternal, and the oath is eternal. Moshe continued, many of you were there in Mitzrayim, and you saw the getchkes, the idols of wood and stone, gold and silver. You observed their formalities. You may even have said, oh, isn't it interesting the way they serve their gods? There are others among you who saw the gods of Edom, Ammon, Moab, and Midian. Maybe somebody here has got a little root worm in his heart saying, you know what, I like that stuff. Maybe I can adopt some of it. And he said, no, there's a claw, a curse on someone who makes Avodah Zorah, or who imitates Avodah Zorah. And we have in Bereishis, the first, actually, today's laning, right? Lest there be some with you, someone who thinks, Bishrirus Libi Elech, I'll do what I think is right. You know what? Like the 21st century people, I believe in God, but I'm God. I'll tell me what to do. I'll use my own judgment on morality. I'll decide what's right. It says, this doesn't work. Somebody who says, I'm going to ignore the terms of the covenant and do what I think is right, Lo yoyve Hashem sloyach loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not, does not want, and will not forgive them. If a person yields to his Yetzer Hara, if he gives in, you have the problem of Aveira Goyreres Aveira. One sin can lead to another. He says, the Yetzer Hara says, do a little sin. And after you've done that, he says, see, nothing happened. You didn't get struck by lightning. Let's try a little bigger one. And he says, look, a hurricane didn't smite you here and there. And if you continue to follow on the path, if you decide you're going to do what you yourself deem to be proper, you've got a real problem because it becomes a rope and you get pulled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said he will not pardon, he will not forgive someone who deliberately desecrates the bris. If one does deliberately do this, even aveiros that happened before, which were shogegim, inadvertent, will be held up against them. Moshe now turned to the future as he knew what would happen. When Jewish people, unfortunately, would become idol worshippers. We know this occurred during the days of the Second Commonwealth, when Yeruvim ben Nevat was a king up north. And even in Malchei Yehuda, right, even in the David HaMelech's descendants, in their reigns, there was a Avodah Zarah. Moshe says, when in future the Goyim see what happened to you as a result of this, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has punished you, he desolated Eretz Yisroel and he exiled you from it. And they ask, why, of all the peoples of the earth, only Klal Yisroel seems to have this fate? And your descendants will have to acknowledge this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din. It's because we transgressed the covenant. And as of today, the rule of a raven, that I am responsible for you and you are responsible for me, comes into play. We are liable for the public sins done, right, which we fail to bring to basin, where we see something totally wrong. We have to speak up. Where aveiros are done benistor, hidden, we're not held responsible. We don't have to know what happens when people do things secretively. But, Moshe said, with this bris, we are agreeing to be liable for the public sins. In fact, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu postponed this notion of community responsibility until after the Yidden went in to the, or Eretz Yisroel and after the curses on Har Avon and Har Gerizim, which we read about in Yehoshua. It says, remember, and we say it in the Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reward is always much, much greater than punishment. If Klal Yisrael suffers because of someone else's sin, because it's a public display, how much more do we gain by public awareness, public display of mitzvahs? Chachamim taught in Mishlei, the world can be maintained or is maintained for the sake of one tzaddik's merit. A tzaddik is the foundation of the world. And the Torah records that the people accepted this massive responsibility. They accepted that this was going to be the norm. This was the way, right? Things had to be. The next parsha is called the Parshas Hatshuva. Moshe talks about when the Jewish people will do tshuva in exile, Hashem will redeem them. Moshe says, when all of the curses have been realized in those generations that fell low, you, Klal Yisroel, take Hashem's word to heart. Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're in dispersion and exile and listen to his voice. And the question arose, they said, if our descendants will fall so low, is Hashem going to accept tshuva? And Moshe said, let me quote the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to you. I accepted Cain's tshuva. Won't I accept yours? Right? Even though he murdered his brother, his very harsh decree that he would become an outcast and a wanderer. But when he confessed, half the decree was rescinded, and he was given a place that he could live in the land of Nod. Achav did tshuva. I accepted it. Shouldn't I accept yours? And we know that Achav had Izebel, that terrible woman. And she did terrible things, and they wanted to kill Eliyahu Navi, and they had all the idols of Baal. And yet, Hashem said, we accepted his tshuva. King Menashe was also a very difficult king out of the line of King David. And Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted Achav's tshuva. It says here, even though his tshuva was superficial, caused by Yisurim hardships. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Chelek, which we learned was the Rav. Did Menashe get into Olam Haba or not? And there's two views. Either he did or he didn't. But nonetheless, he was granted some level of tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if some of the classic Balei Avera, some of the classic evildoers were able to do tshuva, my nation will never reach that level. We can have bad people. We will never have a bad nation. So if I can accept right? The previous, how could you ever doubt that when Klal Yisrael begins to do tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't accept them? Moshe said, if you do tshuva in exile and you keep the Torah, b'lev b'nefesh, with heart and soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return your captivity. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, he went into Golus with us. His Shechina is in Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy. And he's going to gather you from amongst the nations where he scattered you. If you were exiled to the end of the heavens, Misham Yikach Hashem, from there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you, gather you and take you. In the future, Mashiach is going to reinstate the Malchus Beis David, the dynasty of David HaMelech. We're going to have the third Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us it comes down from Shemayim. Whether that's the only opinion, I don't know. We're told that the dispersed of Klal Yisroel will be in Eretz Yisroel. And whoever doesn't believe in Mashiach and doesn't wait for the Nevius, the various prophecies given by the Torah itself, that Hashem has promised, if you are it says in Devarim, and we will say it a number of times in Slichos, and we'll say it in Davening as well on Yom HaNeroyim, if we are exiled to the end of the heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us into the land which our fathers had, and we will possess it. Hashem will bring you to this land. He will do good and multiply you more than your fathers, forefathers. He will remove the Yetzer Hara from your hearts. In the days of Ezra, Hashem removed the desire to serve idols. And in the days of Mashiach, the Yetzer Hara will be removed. Klal Yisroel will be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in perfect purity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to mete out judgment to all our enemies. He will again rejoice over Klal Yisroel the same way he rejoiced over Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. And all this will come to pass Shemata Bakoila, if you listen to his voice and if you return to him with your heart and soul. Complete tshuva will bring the end of Golus. And we know, we read this in the Haftorah, I think it was, it's either last week or the week before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will bring Moshiach be'itoi achishena. I will bring him in his time, and I will hasten him. There's an end mark. There's an end time when Moshiach has to come. But the action of tshuva by Klal Yisroel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, has the ability to move that day up. To bring the Gula Shalema much closer to our presence and our existence. And we all pray that we know that with the reestablishment of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisroel, we have seen the beginning of Nevuos over and over. If anybody thinks that the exploding devices last week was mere kishuv, mere ingenuity of the Jewish people, think how much could have gone wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let it go wrong. Let's look at how many different nations are in Eretz Yisroel, Jews from all over the world. And Ezras Hashem, we should continue to see this Yeshua. We know that these are tough days in Eretz Yisroel, very tough days. And we all cry over the terrible casualties. But we've got to have emunah. We've got to go into Rosh Hashanah with this idea that when we make Hashem Melech, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let your knowledge be known all over the world and let us have the Gula Shlema in the new year. Okay.